This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union began a vaccine rollout Saturday, while countries in the bloc were forced back into lockdown by a new strain of the virus. The new strain discovered in Britain is believed to be much more infectious. Hours before the first vaccine doses arrived in France, Paris's health ministry confirmed late Friday that it had detected its first case of the new variant in a citizen returned from Britain. The coronavirus pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world, but the recent launching of inoculation campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring respite. Hundreds of millions across the world celebrated low-key Christmas festivities due to coronavirus restrictions as Pope Francis called for vaccines for everyone, describing them as glimmers of hope in this period of darkness and uncertainty. Like so many across the globe, the Pope was forced to break with normal Christmas tradition, holding his annual speech by video to prevent a crowd from gathering in St. Peter's Square. In her own annual Christmas speech, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II also spoke of hope during difficult and unpredictable times. Britain has been through a particularly tough time again after the discovery of a new strain of coronavirus within its borders. Meantime, more than 4,500 trucks, among a huge backlog of trucks stranded for days in the British port of Dover, have crossed the English Channel after extra troops were deployed to step up coronavirus testing. Ferry services between Dover and the French port of Calais resumed on Thursday, ending a blockade France had imposed for several days following the discovery of that new coronavirus variant in England. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com.